Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
All right, how you doing, everyone? I'm Ross Salzberg, and once again, I want you all to listen up and get a load of this. To vaccinate or not to vaccinate? That is the question, and that's the big-time debate gripping our country right now. Quite frankly, I don't understand it one bit. I'm no doctor, and I'm no scientist, that's for sure. And I'm not going to tell you what to do. I'm just saying, ain't it better to be safe than sorry? That's my logic, and I'm sticking with it. So like I said, listen up, because you're really going to want to get a load of this. Okay, look, as I just said, I'm not going to tell anybody what to do. You want to take a shot? Take a shot. You don't want to take a shot? Don't take a shot. You think it's better for you to do this as opposed to doing that? It's up to you. Okay, I'm going to respect anybody's right to do that. And quite frankly, I felt that way with the masks. And I'm not talking about now. I'm talking about at the beginning and during and when all this was going on with the pandemic. Some people want to wear a mask. Some people don't want to wear a mask. You know, I've got my vaccinations. Got my Moderna shots. Got them back in February. I don't feel I need to wear a mask. But you know what? If someone's going to ask me to wear a mask, I'm going to wear the mask. It's not going to kill me. That should be my biggest hardship in life, that I got to wear a mask. But the reason I'm bringing this up today, and believe me, folks, I was thinking, well, you know, the All-Star game's over, talk baseball, do this, do that, blah, blah, blah. What has been going on now with the constant talk about vaccinations and should you get one and should you not? Look, my logic is very simple. If we know what's happened in this country, what was it? 500,000-600,000 people in our country have died. Okay. From COVID, related to COVID, whatever you want to call it. Numbers are increasing. This Delta variant has what to do with it. Numbers are increasing. We see it's affecting my world of sports. You saw the Yankees, six Yankees, including Aaron Judge. It's hit them. Coco Gauff, the young 19-year-old, whatever she is, a tennis player for the United States, out of the Olympics, tested positive for COVID-19. You had a golfer a few weeks back, beginning of June, what was it, John Rahm, was leading the Memorial after three rounds by six shots. Tested positive, out. Bradley Beal, U.S. Olympic basketball player, out. Couldn't even stay with the team, going home. Had to come home. But, you know, it affects everybody. And it's not done. We're not done watching people being affected. And my logic is this. And I'm going to base it on something very simple. I'm going back. Long time ago, maybe I'm going back 30 years, Yeah. I had high cholesterol. I had very high cholesterol. And hereditary, whatever. My father died from bad heart at 47 years old. Okay? I was a kid. I was 17. So, and I'm a runner, and I used to run marathons. I'm not talking, I'm a professional. I'm a runner. You know, I do my 6 miles every day, 5 days a week, whatever. So I had gone to the doctor, and the doctor wondered why I was there. And I said, I think I might have a high cholesterol. Sure enough, my cholesterol had come back like it was 330. And, you know, that's off the charts. 330 was super high. And, you know, they want you to be below 200. Anything over 200, they say, is not good. So anyway, I tell the doctor at the time, and I'm relating this story for a reason. I tell the doctor at the time, do me a favor. Give me 6 weeks before you start prescribing anything. Give me 6 weeks, and I promise I'll get it under 200. And sure enough, I got it under 200. It was like 190-something. But the doctor knew. The doctor said to me, yeah, but you killed yourself, Russ. And he was right. I didn't eat any meat. I mean, I didn't have a slice of pizza. I was cutting out cheese. I was cutting out anything fat. But I wanted to get under. And he applauded me for doing that. And I applauded myself for doing it. But so then maybe a year went by. A little more than a year. And, you know, I'd go every, because of my numbers, I'd go every 3-4 months to get my blood work done. And he knew I was really, you know, killing myself to make sure I was under the right number. So finally he says to me, Russ, if I could give you something to make, I know you're a runner, if I can give you something to make you run faster, would you take it? Well, yeah. He goes, yeah, sure you would. He said, why are you so stubborn? Why are you being stubborn with me about taking, he wanted to prescribe me medication. I said, well, I hear about side effects. And he just grabbed me by my arm, grabbed me by my forearm and said, you know what's a shitty, he said it just like that. You know what's a shitty side effect? Dying. Because when you die, I can't help you. It's done. It's over with. And I got to tell you, folks, that was like a punch in the mouth, a bucket of cold water poured right in my face. And ever since then, I've been taking the medication. Ever since then, I've been taking the medication. And I walk around, I mean, as good as I was doing without it, I walk around, my cholesterol is like 130, my LDL, the HDL, everything is good. But my point being, when he said that to me, dying is a bad, you know, you can't get fixed once you're dead. And I liken that to this, you know, I nobody likes being told what to do. This is the new thing. And you know, can't be any mandate. Well, nobody's mandating to anybody. Don't mandate the vaccine. But I'll tell you what, personally, I wouldn't mind if it was mandated because I think it'll save people. Folks, the national spike, I heard this today, the national spike in COVID-19 is like just about 70% nationally across the country, all right? Hospitalizations for COVID-19 is like up 35, 36%. Deaths, you know, like dying deaths, that's it. Up 26, 25%. And the number for new doses, people taking new doses, that number is down. like 35%. It's pretty scary. The sickest people, how's this for a number? The sickest people with COVID, you know, the sickest people. Now, I'm not talking about asymptomatic. I'm talking about the sickest people. 97%, 97% are unvaccinated. Unvaccinated. And again, folks, I'm not telling you what to do. It's my logic, as I said at the beginning in the opening. Ain't it better to be safe than sorry? Ain't it better to be safe than sorry? I think, you know, because things have opened up and we're beginning to see a lot more normalcy, all of a sudden, everybody's taking it for granted. And you know, if you learn anything in life, especially as you get older, good health is not something to be taken for granted. Maybe I realize it sometimes more than other people. For all my years, and I continue to work, you know, with the MDA, you know, for years I hosted the New York end of the Jerry Lewis Labor Day telethons. I did it with my buddy, Tony Orlando. So I got to know, and I still know, the parents and the kids. And I know what good health is about. And you know, you can never take that for granted. And I just, I mean, you got a COVID jump in every state, in all 50 states in these United States. Okay? There's what to be nervous about. And you know, when I hear people, I would never call anybody a moron or a schmuck for wearing a mask. So don't tell me I'm a schmuck for not wearing a mask. See, both sides to me are guilty. And I'm avoiding getting, I'm really trying to avoid getting into the politicizing of this, because this has been politicized the moment we were hit with the pandemic. I don't care if you're a Democrat, a Republican, whatever you are, socialist, conservative, whatever you are, it's politics. If one side says you shouldn't wear it, and one side says you should get it, the other side says the opposite. It's disgusting. But what really is more disgusting, social media carries this shit. Social media carries both sides. And both sides dig in their heels. See, that again, this is what's wrong with our country right now. There is no compromise. How can you compromise if you don't bother accepting or listening to? I'm not even saying you got to take my opinion, but just listen to it. Let's have a discussion without me calling you a pisher and without you calling me a pisher. Let's have a discussion about it. But you go on social media and people are adamant, then it becomes the left and the right and the in-between. What's good for you? What's good for your family? You know, I have a very good friend, not an acquaintance, a very good friend who I was on the phone with 2 nights ago. And I kept saying to him, why haven't you taken the thing yet, the vaccine? And this is like a straight up logical guy, you know, not left, not right, not, you know, just a straight up moderate, good dude. Good, very, very close friend of mine. Never really discussed it with him. He says, yeah, you know what? My doctor's not crazy about it. My pharmacist isn't. This person. And I said, God bless. We're going to just have to agree to disagree. And we weren't even debating. And he said to me, you might be right. I'm just not come around to it yet. And he's got a niece who's young. And then you hear these, I mean, there's all kinds of stuff that puts out there. Oh, some women, young women are concerned about this misinformation about fertility. And then young guys are concerned about being made sterile. I mean, where is this misinformation coming from? That's my problem. Where is this misinformation coming from? It's coming from, and I say this shit all the time, whether I'm talking politics, when I'm talking sports-related things, people selling their agendas. Whether it's race baiting, whatever it is, people are selling their agendas. And it's disgusting. It's just, nobody can make, as what I said, logic, common sense. To me, and again, you don't want to take it, God bless. It's just common sense. And if you are going to get COVID, after you get it, because I know I could still get it, and I've had the shots. Rich Eisen from the NFL Network, he's got both shots. He got it. But if you're going to get it, like when I went to my doctor back in February and told him I was taking it, he says, great. So from the time you take it, 14 days later, you're going to be 95% clear, whatever it is. I said, what do you mean? Well, there's that little small percentage that you can still get it. But if you get it after the shots, you're not going to get it bad. Well, that was good enough for me. That's good enough for me that I'm not going to get it bad if I get it. I'm not going to have to be dying alone in a hospital or something like that. And I'm not trying to be dramatic here, folks, but that's the case. And believe me, thank goodness I'm healthy. Thank goodness my family, my immediate family is healthy. But I've had friends who haven't been healthy. You know, I watched something this morning on CBS Sunday morning. They were covering, like the woman was the grandmother. And she was going to meet her granddaughter, a new granddaughter, for the first time in 10 months. For the first time in 10 months. I don't take that for granted. I do not take that for granted. I remember. My wife and I are very fortunate. We tell ourselves we're blessed all the time. I have two married daughters. They've given me three wonderful little grandsons, 3, 5, and 6. Both girls live right near each other, and both girls live 10 minutes from us. And so basically, we don't see them casually. We see them all the time, several times a week. But you want to know what? When this was at its high point and everybody was nervous and scared and we weren't seeing them, and the only way we did see them, I'm getting choked up talking about it. The only way we did see them was like they would drive up in our driveway and we'd wave and talk from the car. And then we'd go to their house and sit downstairs, and they were on the balcony on the second floor of the house upstairs. And that's how we communicated. That sucked. But that's a lot better than what other people who have gone through who didn't see their families for a year. I'm in a sports business. As you know, I do a lot of work for the Giants. Giants pregame show, Giants big blue kickoff, call-in show. The call-in show was killed last year. I couldn't get into the facility last year. It killed me. Now, it's not a hardship, God forbid, somebody be in a hospital, but it affects people's lives. And I'm going to tell you something else. Athletes, you see what's happening in football. Excuse me, in baseball. In football, a lot of the players haven't gotten the vaccines. I don't know which ones have or haven't gotten them. I'm sure some of them are guys that I cover and guys that I really like and, you know, I consider friends, you know, through the business. But because of that, you don't know what's going to happen. You know, locker room is going to remain closed, understandably so. And what's going to happen if there's an outbreak? We forget that we went to football games last year, giant games here in, you know, in New Jersey. There were no fans. It was like going to a ghost town. That was the strangest part for me personally of the whole pandemic. Was walking in to an empty place. No tailgating, no nothing. What are you going to do, folks? And I don't even want to get started on some people associating it. Well, if you want to tell us to wear a mask or you want to tell us they associate it with the Nazi regime, what are we talking about? Stop. Anybody who's asking you to take a shot, or anybody who's asking you to take a mask, to wear a mask, they're doing it for your own good and for the good of everybody else. If you don't agree with it, God bless you. If you don't want to get the shot, God bless, be well. I hope everything goes okay for you and your family. But don't make like, I don't want to be told what to do. And you know what? Sometimes you need to be. Because sometimes not everybody, to me, it's illogical the way people are thinking. I'm not saying they're nuts. I just don't understand it. Because I'll say it again, ain't it better to be safe than sorry? And then when people want to say to me about side effects, well, suppose this can happen or that can happen. Or listen, if you have a specific illness where somebody, a doctor says, no, I don't know, this is not good for you, I get that. I totally get that. But let me give you an example. I was talking about me with my cholesterol. Every time I go to the doctor, they want a field to check my liver because they say, you know, some of the medication could have an effect. Well, you know what? I've been taking it for 30 years. It hasn't had an effect. But I'm weighing the pros and cons when I started taking it. The fact that my father died at 47... that was a big effect. I didn't want that to happen to me. I don't want to leave my kids. I want them to be able to see them married and see grandkids and this and that. I'm not trying to be a soap opera here. That's the God's honest truth. So you weigh what's good for you. You weigh what's not good for you. I just think the pros far outweigh the cons. The pluses far outweigh the minuses. Far outweigh the minuses. But, you know, I mentioned the social media, and listen, you know, like, bad news sells. Fear sells. Fear scares the shit out of you. Go on social media. Fear coupled with misinformation or because of misinformation, that sells like hotcakes. It gets people nervous. You know, like a young athlete, I can get it if a guy, well, I don't know about this or I don't know about that. Well, like I said to myself when I heard, you was hearing some people talk about, you know, some young men are concerned about being sterile and this and that. Well, you know, same thing like the doctor said to me. Well, if you die, you don't have to worry about it. And I'm not trying to be dramatic here, melodramatic. But these are young men, young athletes. I don't care if it's men or women. Young people, you want to go out? You want to enjoy the opposite sex? Shall I leave it like that? I shall. Why wouldn't you want to take the shot? I mean, if I was a young person, You know, I would say to my wife, when the pandemic first started, I'd say, how the hell would you like to be in college now? Or be 24, 25, 26, 30 years old, living in the city, single, footloose, fancy free. You want to go to bars, you want to socialize, you want to mingle, you want to go home with somebody, and you can't. Because you weren't allowed to. You couldn't get into bars, you couldn't get into restaurants, you couldn't go anywhere. In school, you couldn't do nothing. Well, I mean, as I said, the pluses of the shot of the vaccine clearly outweighs the minuses. So once again, I'm going to say, ain't it better to be safe than sorry? I mean, I think in Texas, new cases are up 100%. 100%. You got COVID patients now are younger than they were a year, 6 months ago. You got kids in ICU because of COVID. I don't know. Again, if I'm sounding like a broken record, you're damn right I am. Ain't it better to be safe than sorry? I don't want to get back. I don't want to be thinking about facing another year like we just got done with. You know what? I finished watching a baseball game today. I watched the Mets come back from a 6-0 deficit to win 7-6. Yeah. And the game was in Pittsburgh, and I'm watching all the fans in the stands, not cardboard cutouts, which I was watching a year ago. I mean, think about that. You know, you can go to a ball game and you can sit and have a beer and a hot dog with your buddy and talk. That didn't exist. There was a 60-game baseball season last year without fans and cardboard cutouts for fans. A year ago, we're watching the NBA playoffs now. Milwaukee Bucks, Phoenix Suns, big crowds. People in the streets, bunched up mingling. Last year, they played in a bubble. You want to get back to that? I don't. I want this football season. I'm so excited about the training camp starts for the Giants and NFL teams next week. I am so excited about that, you have no idea. And I'm excited about the prospect knowing that MetLife Stadium is going to be filled with fans. Yeah, that's been announced. I mean, come on. You want to go back to the way it was? To the way it was? I don't. Again, ain't it better to be safe than sorry? Folks, God bless you. If you don't want to take it, don't. I'm not twisting your arm. I'm not calling your names. I'm not saying you're stupid. I'm not saying anything like that. I don't understand the logic. But if that's your logic, you have to do what you think is right. What I think is right is explaining to you how I feel. And how I feel is, I mean, listen, I could say I'm not losing any sleep. If you want to take your chance, that's on you. But I don't want you to take a chance. I want you to be healthy. I don't want anybody being sick from this. Even people I don't like. Who turned my stomach. I don't want anybody. I want this freaking disease, this sickness, the illness to go away, be done, kaput, finito. Adios. Bye-bye, so long, farewell. To me, the only way to do it is do it together. I do know this, folks. We're in a lot better shape now than we were a year ago from now. And the main reason is because of the vaccinations. The main reason is because of the vaccinations. So again, ain't it better to be safe than sorry? And that, my friends, is a wrap on this Get a Load of This. Now I'd like to get a load of you. So let me know your thoughts on today's podcast. You can do so on Twitter, at Russ Salzberg. As always, you can do it on Facebook. You can also always check out my website at russsalzberg.com. Big time thank you to my home here at Bleav.com, because as you know, Bleav is the number one podcast network for professionals. But above all, got to thank you to people out there, because without you to people out there, I'd have nobody in here to be talking to. So until next time, it is I, Russ Salzberg, saying bye-bye, so long, and farewell. Have a great week. And remember, ain't it better to be safe than sorry?
Thank you for listening to Bleav. You can show support to your host by subscribing to the show and giving us a 5-star rating on your preferred platform. Check us out at Bleav.com and search for BLEAV on YouTube.